Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody.
No, not that.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm John Lisbon with Mike Calls.
I'm Michael Rogers and I'm just going into the next room, into the studio, which to be truthful is my house, so I'll be right with you. I'm just running a few seconds behind. You never say that on radio, right? So here we go. But thank you for being with us tonight. And if there's anything, there's a whole bunch to talk about tonight.
Yeah, so tonight we'll be talking about advocacy days for people with developmental disabilities. We'll be talking about what have been involved in these days today. And we'll also be talking about the NFL and a little bit about what have been on Monday Night Football.
So, I know that's a lot of agenda. We're going to be on for 1 hour tonight, so feel free to call us and definitely. So, one of the things I'm going to look at doing next time is giving you guys an action. We'll figure out how to do a text so we can do that too. But I wanted to start with the news of the day. Which I guess I would say is two things. Let's start with the football first, because the human being is more important than a game. First of all, I applaud the NFL for not playing the game last night or asking the players or forcing the players to play. After, it's my understanding, the young man had a heart attack after the play, and let me just say, first of all, my heart goes out to him. I've looked at it a lot today. So he's 23 years old, playing a game that he's wanted to play at a level he's wanted to play at, and play for, I would bet, his whole life since he was a little boy. So my heart goes out to him. I'm really proud of the players that protected him as far as not giving him his privacy as much as they could once it was serious. CPR is serious. You're not getting any more serious than that, because that's how you breathe. So without it, you're in serious, serious trouble. You'd be gone shortly. I'm grateful that the hospital was so close. And when we're going on the air, at least to my knowledge, he's still alive. I'm grateful for that. I also found it rather interesting, Sean, that maybe we could talk about this a little bit, that he has a gift for children. And that as of this afternoon, when I looked at it, it was $3 million in gifts for his foundation. So one of the things that I will do in the next couple of days is find out the name of this foundation. And
about Buffalo Bills on Buffalo Bills safety.
Yeah, a safety for those who did watch the football game last night or don't know what a 50 is. He's a defensive ball player. He made a legitimate hit, legitimate meaning a football play, stood up, and then a few seconds later fell back down. Hit him right in the heart, and it stopped his rhythm at his heart, is my understanding. I am not a doctor, but I have watched a lot of shows about it in the last day or so, even a little bit at work when I got a few minutes to a break or whatever. It just seems so, the ambulance on the, I've never told anyone this before, but I work in a lot of major league sports, and I don't know if I would continue working after what I saw last night. So I'm glad that people had come to their senses and said a human being is more important than a football game. I was actively shocked and surprised by it. I'm obviously hoping that he makes it, but I was thinking, wow. But then realizing it was a heart attack. In some ways, I think it helps the NFL. By that, I mean, if it was just a hit or something, that scares the jeepers out of everyone. So hopefully we can, you know, hopefully it'll be all right and do great be with his family soon. I'm grateful also for one other thing, Sean, is that his mother was at the ball game so that he could be with her, even though in the hardest time of his life. But you got to remember, he was a sixth-round draft pick. That's what his dream was. He just got started because of a player hurting his neck. So people get hurt in this job, but it's, after all, at the end of the day, it's a game. And that's why I'm so proud of the league to say no, or the players saying no, we're not playing now. There's more to it than that. And I personally don't know if the play finish it up. I mean, it's the last weekend of the season, this weekend, and Buffalo is supposed to play somebody else, and they're supposed to play somebody else, and then the playoffs are supposed to start. So we'll see what happens. That's my step on that. I wonder, Sean, if you have any other anything you would like to add.
Yeah, but you.
Go for it.
I'm gonna read that to you.
Sure.
Just so our audience knows, his name is Damar Hamlin. He has a GoFundMe that has 5.6 million.
About the violence and then some money that's being raised or go to the youth, give the youth and part of it is toy drive, but also part of it is for youth activity. So if you want to donate, you have been going GoFundMe.
I highly would recommend it. Buy him a football or something for those young ones.
Adopted 5.6 million.
That's unbelievable. And that happened in basically in what, an hour, 24 hours ago, give or take. A few minutes, because the game was at 5. Started at our time, and I know we're all over the place. But we are in Lacey, which is in the west, Lacey, Washington. It is 7 o'clock, a little after 7, and the game started at 5:15, I believe, 5:20, 5:30 time zone. So that's about 22 hours ago, or 24 hours ago, give or take a few minutes, and they played that. So good for everybody, and if you want to contribute, there's a way to do that. Go ahead,
Charlie. I have a couple questions for you, because as everybody knows, Mark Helen is a super fan of sports. So I want to ask you, Michael, what do you think the NFL should be doing to help the players?
Well, I think two things. One of them, I think, is the Players Association, not just the NFL, could have counselors there, like a few players today said, I'm not practicing either. I'm not doing anything until I know he's okay. So it's different than a hamstring pull or hamstring break or when you are about, I totally agree with the announcer last night when I did not catch the man's name. There's more to it now when you're fighting for your life than the next man up mentality, meaning, oh, somebody's hurt, we'll just put somebody else in. And I obviously think that that's going to take some time to recover emotionally, because in football, let's face it, last night you learned one valuable thing about football. If you don't watch it, it's a very violent sport. It's not, you know, easy. It's not. It's even though there's pads on, all that, it's rough and it's tough. Some of the plays that we used to do in the 70s, you would get a flag for that now, like, and they would knock your block off, and it would be no problem. Now it's much easier, and we actually, the NFL today, last night, through the Players Association or through the players that were on the field, actually showed for a moment that they cared about the player, which I think that's the biggest thing. And so I think it'll take some time for them to want to play. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, about that. I was watching CNN a few minutes ago, and I was working up the day. Now, I know for a while, when his daughter's football, they did not have a helmet. I think the first couple of decades.
Right. I mean, people have gotten hurt before.
Yeah.
And Williams, which is a Husky, Washington Husky, broke his neck and died 2 years after the accident, but he was paralyzed for the rest of his life until he passed on because of injuries of his neck. If we get a caller that would know the name of the Spinal Injury Network out of Miami was made because of a football player. The mind has escaped me how to pronounce his name, but he played for the Miami Dolphins. And so spinal injuries have happened, but I've never seen CPR given on a ball field. And the other thing I would encourage people is, thank God somebody knew how to do it before the medics got there, and that the players were so active about shielding them so the cameras don't see it. I mean, and give them the privacy, protect them as much as they could. So that's my take a thought on that. And then, I just hope for the pray for the young man that he gets better.
Oh, yeah, I just do it.
I mean, I think playing football is the least of his problems. I hope he breathes and has a life. And, playing football is not a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal when you dream about it all your life. I get that. But I just hope he can walk. He feels he can see his family again.
That's not everything, yeah. I was finding air people. I call him number.
Just so yeah, our audience knows, our phone number to call in is 424-243-9540.
And I'll do that one more time. The phone number is
424-243-9540.
Please
feel free to call in. What topic would you like to take next, Sean? I just thought starting with the human being would be more appropriate than talking about political stuff.
Let's go to the speaker of the house.
Oh, what speaker of the house is what I would say to you. It was nuts, crazy Looney Tunes. If it doesn't prove to you, folks, that we need to think about a different party system, I don't know. It was a total
Kevin,
crazy.
Kevin McCartney.
Three times today,
yeah.
They voted on having a speaker.
Kevin McCartney.
Kevin McCarthy for the Republicans, which the Republicans have, they call it the majority, which means they have more of them, but not all of them voted for them. So they don't have enough votes to become speaker. He needs, I believe it's 219 or 220.
I don't know.
I can double check that. I think it's 219. And there's simple majority is only a 4-seat majority. So who knows what's going to happen, but I thought it was kind of uniquely different. I even had my telephone and listening to it from a channel called C-SPAN and went, nah, this point, somebody else blinked. Nobody blinked. They just wanted to all go home because their family was going to be there. Most of their family was there today because, you know, they got sworn in to the new Congress. And this is amazing to see how should I say this, Sean, in a political term and sitting on the radio here. It's like amazing to me that it's not what's best for the country, in my mind. It's best for the individual. And I hope we get better. What do you think?
Why are they voted three times?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the last time, Kevin actually lost one more vote.
Yeah. So he lost, what was the last one? 102, I think it was.
I'm trying to find the number right now.
Okay. I believe it was 102. It's so crazy to me.
And the weird thing is,
I mean,
the Democratic leader had more votes than the Republican leader.
Right.
And that's not the vote that happened.
No. It ain't. I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, can I imagine? I mean, here's something to think, Sean. Go with me for just a second on this one.
Right.
Let's imagine the Democrats lose the House. But they go across the aisle to see if we can find a Democrat that we actually like. And have some Republicans go with them, and the Democrats control Congress. Can you imagine that? And they don't have all the majority? Because somebody just says, the heck with it? I mean, I'm asking, do you think I'm nuts? Maybe I am a little nuts. I don't know.
It is a realm about
the voting. It is nuts. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
It's obvious Kevin is NBA divisional. If the number two Republican can get the number votes now.
And remember, any of those who wonder why the speaker matter, then after the vice president, he's next to be president after Biden. If you want to, I mean, let's just be real here. Biden's, president now, and that's true. But if he passes on, of course, the vice president takes over. The next in line is the Speaker of the House after that. So it's no small task to be the Speaker of that Congress. So I find it interesting. I'm anticipating some more drama.
I have the number, Michael.
Okay, go for it.
So the number is that big number. 218 votes.
218.
The last vote looks like it was 202. Yeah, 202. Jim Gordon, we're going to get a Republican guy.
20.
20 votes. And then the Democratic leader, I'm trying to look for me right now. I'm sorry,
he was bleeding.
Yeah,
he left. I mean, he didn't have a majority, but he led the vote, but not enough to get the speakership.
Yeah, it's really, but I think all the Democrats.
Right. And some of the Republicans actually voted on the, I believe it was on the second ballot, voted for him as well. He needed only six. I mean, he was six away from being the speaker. And remember, they're not in control. Okay, that's the odd thing about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to tell CNN, please give me the data next time. I don't know.
And the other thing that was historic, of course, about the young man that from the Democratic side of the aisle, is he was the first black man to be nominated from a, to be Speaker of the House. And if it ever happens, then we have the first black man, or woman, to, we've had a woman, of course, Nancy Pelosi was the last one, but never one of color, as speaker. So that will be historic when we get to that, hopefully someday in this great country of ours. Let's see what else,
but the other thing is, and Joey held a speaker.
They can't do squat.
They can't do anything.
No. They can only adjourn. And I was amazed, Sean, and you can teach me this. I was actually surprised that they adjourned because I thought they could do this. This is what I thought would happen. Didn't happen, but I was surprised by it. Could have been called by the chair, right? A recess, not a cancel. But I'm going to give you the times that they start. They're starting at noon Eastern time. They're starting at 9 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock in the West. If you're 8 o'clock in, would be, I believe, 8 o'clock in Denver and so on. But it's like, it's kind of crazy to see how this game is going to play out. I mean, it kind of is a physics lesson. And you don't, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose. Okay, somebody votes me. I don't have enough votes for the first time. And I'm not even close. They still want to run again. I just find that interesting. But what do you think, Shushan? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, that's what, you know. The last time it happened was 1923. It's just $9. $9.
$9. It took us, I watched this on C-SPAN or listened to it on C-SPAN. It took them 2 months. God help us. If it takes us 2 months, we still got to pass bills.
Now I do the other one. So in the 1856, there's another one. And not the one that took 2 months. But if you
That's
think,
nuts.
But if you think about it, that kind of makes sense because what was happening in 1856 was right before the Civil War.
I mean, I keep thinking, could you see a Democrat walking across the aisle and say, we got to fix this. We got to get stuff done. But I hope, I'm just kind of curious. How long will this show last?
Well, the other thing is, I believe in when the last Congress passed the spending bill, I believe that was only a temporary bill.
Right.
So if they aren't getting together, we will not have a spending bill.
Right.
So.
I mean, and the other thing is, they did not raise the basically our credit card to pay for things.
Oh, the debt limit.
Yeah, the debt limit, which is, I thought was nuts. I thought they should have done that in what they call the dead duck session, because now you see this crew. But it's like, if you're a Democrat, oh, baby, it's got to be the easiest ad in America to run. You say you want this all over again? Keep voting for that way. But we got to get past all that. We got to get the American people back together. So I don't know.
I mean, why is
we'll
not?
See. We'll see.
The one song that we have, probably 20 Republicans, who said they won't grab anything unless we make a lot of cuts. To pivot to work, like Social Security and Medicare. So that might be happening.
I'm just curious. When everybody else watches this thing, I'm like, nah, they'll get it over soon. They'll get it over soon. Then they're asking for a recess. I went, holy crap, I cannot believe.
So I'm recommending people who are receiving Medicare, or Social Security, you might want to follow the arc of the United States. So.
Right. Another thing I learned today, the territories, my God, we should. I mean, that was interesting because they set them and all of them, I believe, voted for Jeffries. But they don't get a vote in Congress. American Samoa and so on. But it was definitely interesting when they got seated. So, what are you thinking, buddy? What are you thinking?
I think it's a little bit crazy, but it wasn't. That's normal. And I know you need to be on the president committee.
Yeah. Right. I honestly would say to you, if it was a different party back then, and
yeah.
not the, I mean, I would not serve a Republican administration with the contents in my lifetime if it was ever this Looney Tunes. But, you know, if I ever get the opportunity to serve for the American people, sure, I would do it. It's the biggest honor of my life. But it is kind of weird. They don't think about what's best for the country anymore. We need to think and find people who think what's the best for the country. And, you know, we got big issues to solve, like how do we deal with inflation? How do we deal with better health care for people? One of the things that I've been watching is it's called News Nation. And it's a brand new news station, but it's also got Chris Cuomo on it. Used to be on CNN, and I like Chris. I do. I've never met the man, and I would absolutely flip out if he could ever become a guest here on this show. I mean, I was like, okay, we've made it to a different level. But and I'm, you know, maybe we could write him a letter and see. But it's like, he's always talking about being an independent and that people would go after your vote because they go after your interest. Well, we got Advocacy Day coming up soon in Washington State, and most of the country for that matter. Your legislators are in town, are in at the Capitol, wherever your Capitol may be. In my case, down the street from my house, I live in Olympia. But and Sean lives in Olympia too. But it's like, when did they actually pay attention to the actual voter instead of just the money that they raise?
It's a little bit easier with safe people.
Yeah, with safe people.
Yeah,
sure, it's true. Because you actually know them. In our state, and Sean, if I'm wrong, let me know, it starts election it's Monday. Next Monday is the first election of legislative day, and it goes technically until June 30th.
No.
I'm saying them. We will have to do a fiscal year by June 30th. Because it's a fiscal year, they have to finish the budget.
The
session is over on May the 29th, I believe.
No, it's April.
April?
And it's 100 days.
160-day session.
No, 100 days.
100 days?
Yeah, it's 100 days.
It's a long session. It's a long session, so it's 160 days. I'm almost certain. You can check my physics.
I think,
history class.
I think the door doesn't is 60 days.
Yeah, 60 days is a short session.
There's a long one than 100 days.
Yeah.
Is your beautiful life there?
Is my beautiful wife there? Hold on. Emily.
Hey.
Can we borrow you for a second? How many days of session?
Huh?
She says it's a long session and she doesn't think it's over until April. For some reason, I thought it was May.
No, it's 100 days.
I do that because of the budget.
Oh, she says it normally comes down to that because of the budget. And Sean, just so people that don't know, my dog has decided that it's time to be a pet. So I'm kind of getting mugged by my own dog.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you can't see that on the radio. Everybody's saying that it's different depending on where you guys are living in your state, so as far as your session goes. But in Washington, that's the case.
Yeah, and I believe, I don't know if everybody is probably together in the winter time. I don't know if everybody is all that, you know, but I know in our state, they did it in the winter time because people wanted to be out for the harvest.
Right. Right.
Anyway, yeah, so we are doing advocacy days.
Is there a certain bill that you're paying more attention to this year?
Well, they're double because they want. We are advocating for $40 million for housing for people in developmental disabilities. So $40 million for housing. There will be some bills for supportive living providers to get more money.
So they don't have to work three jobs. What a concept.
We need more money for housing. We need more services opportunities. And we need more people in the workforce.
There's also piece of national, as far as Rainier's school goes, they're going to close a cottage, which basically, so we'll have one cottage left. That is supposed to happen in June.
Yeah, but that's the one piece of Rainier.
Right,
major
school,
and, yeah. Maybe we can get a whole one year. A lot of advocates are trying to get the whole industry being closed.
The whole thing closed, yeah.
But again, that's a balancing act. Because we need more.
We don't have it. Well, what the department says is we don't have enough people or enough providers.
And that's why we need more.
So that's an interesting thing. And the other thing is we'd say providers can say no, but the state doesn't. So it's interesting.
Well, because we and London have a waiver system, so people have to raise their rights. To the institution.
Right. Exactly.
We're getting backwards.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Have you ever been on the DBA waiver, Michael?
No.
No.
But the funny part of that is I've had to say no about 27 times. because of working and so forth and on, but it is the other thing is we could actually. I have friends that could talk about that better than I do, but or better than I can about what's on a waiver. We can do that. Of course, every waiver, since we are a show that goes all over the place, different places, it every waiver is different. So. We could do something on that if you ever want to.
That would be helpful because
we have a lot of waivers.
Most people want to be on the core waiver. We're going to give more support.
Right. I believe that's the biggest waiver we have. By that, I mean in Washington State.
I didn't more people on business club, but I may be wrong about that. So anyways, maybe I'll be joining him more funding for those. And then we have another bill called the Nothing About It Without Bill.
Oh, tell me more about that. They passed that years ago, but I could be wrong. I mean, obviously, I'm wrong.
No, we want to make sure all the workers and committees that invite the public to people with disabilities need to be included on those.
Cool. I mean, I totally agree. It's like,
yeah.
What did you just say? Nothing about us without us.
Kind of all that time.
It's kind of obvious to me that they kind of think we're an afterthought.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know.
Yeah, that's been kind of all that time. They were out every hour. They were out family members. They were out service providers. They were out doctors. They were out the workers. But often they forget about the person with the disability themselves.
Let's see.
Are there anything you are looking for doing something?
At the moment, there's actually a bill that has nothing to do with the development of disabilities, but there's one bill that I'm interested in helping a legislator pass. And it's going to sound a little odd. We haven't really talked about it very much. It's about subminimum wage bill, which we passed in our state a couple of years ago about people with disabilities doing that. And there's a Congress, I believe she's in the House, a lady that's suggesting that we do the same thing for prisoners. And I think personally that's a great idea. And I'll tell you, if we have just a moment, to tell you why I think so. To build up dignity and respect, you got to give dignity and respect. And everybody makes a mistake in life, and so we can make money into a trust fund for the person, make a trust fund, and then they can get the money out after they get out of prison or because see, we're setting up a system where we don't want you to come back to prison, but we're not giving you any means to support yourself. And if they make something, if they work for something, they should get paid for it. I honestly believe that. And so I'm going to talk to the legislator and see if I can help her do that. I used to make minimum wage, subminimum wage, a long, long time ago. And it's just, in my mind, it's the most degrading thing you could do to a person. So I'm going to try to help that legislator do that and pass that bill. Even though it has nothing to do with development of disabilities, this time, because we've already done it for us, but I think we should look at the whole thing. Now, of course, if you do something wrong and you lose the privilege of working, then you don't make the money. It's not, you don't have to work in prison, okay? So only the people who want to work and are good, doing what they're supposed to do, do that. Cook, clean, work in the shop. I just think that they should get paid for what they do. And then we could put it in a trust, and then they get out when they have some money, and then they could buy a place. And so hopefully they're not going back into the system. I would love to know what you think, Sean. And so, I can't remember the legislator's name. I apologize. But I'm going to work on that. It was on, Sean, it was on, I believe, Channel 5 or, the other day. And by that, I mean King 5 News. We're seeing if she can get an ad, a head start on that. So it's my understanding that legislative this year will be in person as well. So hopefully I'll get an opportunity to roll down to the legislature and meet some legislators this year. I'm hoping to do that sometime. I plan to do that Martin Luther King weekend for those who are celebrating that birthday in about 2 weeks. Happy Martin Luther King a little early because we're only on once a month. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing in the next few months, but I'm sure you'll keep me out of trouble.
Oh, yeah, I have plans for you. I have something for you if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have the movie trivia.
Okay, movie trivia.
Hey, Michael, I know you watched the movie.
Just a little bit. Let's see if I can nail one or two.
Can you guess how many movies did they made over $1 billion?
How many movies made over $1 million?
Billion. A billion with a B.
With a B? Let's see. Top Gun made a ton, so that's number one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7.
I'm a little high. It's 3.
3?
3 movies.
Okay, so tell me, was I right with Top 10?
When you are right. And for all the songs and dance, it's been number one. It's been the highest one for the last 7 or 8 months. However,
it's still at the movie theaters.
However, it's about to get replaced by another movie because Avatar, The Way of Water, they've also made out both to be $1.4 billion, and Avatar 2 will probably go past Top Gun.
Wow, you think so?
Well, alright. The number is $1.488 billion for Top Gun. Avatar is in week 3. It's 1.443. So I'm afraid it's gonna happen.
Wow. I've seen the movie 4 times, Top Gun. The second one. I am gonna buy that flick and watch it at home sometime. I've got a serious rush to it for me. So I gotta do that. I don't know what time it is.
Avatar number 3 is Galactic World Dominion with the dinosaur movie.
That's the dinosaur movie, okay.
I don't think he saw that. I did.
I hope to go to the movie sometime this weekend. This weekend coming up. I didn't get a chance to go this weekend. It was just a little nuts. I had to get my phone fixed.
You didn't know it was a long movie. It was 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow. That's a long one.
You're making me almost don't want to drink.
You don't want to drink? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll go there. And the other top three movies. And then you have two. Three other Marvel movies in the top 10 this year.
Wow.
So, and then...
You should get a, you know, I've been thinking we should call somebody for you and see if you could become a movie critic and get paid for it. You're so good at it.
Well, let me be. I've watched that one.
If he hasn't seen it, folks, let me be honest with you. Come on now. It must suck.
He sees
most of them.
I've lost 8 out of the top 10.
8 of the top 10. So you have 2 movies that you have not seen.
I can't see those because those are only in one country, China.
Oh, to read them? They're, what do you call it?
No, it would be...
Like, crap. Where you have to read it all out?
No. Number 9 and number 10 were only in a different country. Not in the United States. So, I thought everything in the United States is about 10.
Wow. And everyone, you know, he got me into this movie pass thing. And we go a lot. I mean, a lot. Like every weekend that we're working or not working. So it's a blast. So that's about, you know, figuring out that. So one other thing about McCarthy and the Democrat or the Republicans is watch the drama. Let your legislator know what you think should happen. And keep an eye on this thing because it's how things are rolling. it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
That will be.
And session will start before we're back on the air. So we'll keep it up to date in Washington politics, local Washington politics. But it's interesting and good year, and like I said, I think Sean will find some way to keep me out of trouble or help me get into it. Is Mr. Lewis used to say, Congressman Lewis, I would love to get in some good trouble. There's good trouble to get into. I'd love to be all over that. So,
Michael, we have a call.
Sure, go ahead. We got a call. Go for it.
Yeah.
Hi, Julie. How are you? We keep saying we know each other, so that's why we, but thanks for calling.
Good.
So you're always welcome to be on anytime you would like to be. So you don't feel like you get the support from your, you know, like your husband's voice and upset with you.
Please be good to yourself, because if you're not, it's hard to start a revolution
you got to take care of yourself and each other. So we'll talk to you soon next month to have some guests, maybe some interesting. We plan to go for an hour, maybe a little bit more if we get a guest or two. But I have a person that I'm working with to be on next time, but she's from Boston, so I'm trying to figure out how to tape it so she doesn't have to be up so late. But if you're up with us, we appreciate you, and we thank you. And any last words from you, buddy?
No, the one thing Henry, we're hopping on bus, and our friends are out of the Buffalo Bills. And all the team and the brother and Uncle from all of them. And we pray that the young man can get out of the hospital soon. Be okay.
Amen. Amen.
With that, we will be here next time.
Take care now, guys. Please be good to yourself. And do one other thing. If you know somebody's, if you haven't said anybody special lately, please let them know, all right? Take care of yourself. That was good.